I think I'll title this The Hologram. The Holographic Truth, maybe. So you can unfold anything holographically and you can actually see what it points to. Whether it's a color or a shape or a letter or a name or anything. Really anything. As you unfold something in every direction possible, you start to see a common denominator. And the way you can think about it is you can think of it like, let's say I unfold the letter B. And I'd unfold it phonics to busy bee. And so you just keep unfolding it. And you can think of it as unfolding it in a spiral manner. You can also do the anagram on words and letters and everything. You'll see that everything has a type and an anti-type. You'll see that everything points back to the flesh versus the spirit. You'll see the head and the body. You'll see the birthing. You'll see everything that happens to a man and a woman. Think about it. Everything's based on that. Like the word cognate means cousin. So words have cognates. It just means a cousin. So the cognates, the prefixes, prefix, suffix, the word fix means to fix. Fix a dent. Fixated. You're fixated on something. I'm fixated on revealing the hologram to you because it's a holographic truth based on the logos, and the logos, the story of the cross. The word. And so that story is play. One of the problems that I had is I would see thoughts and everything reflect back, but I didn't see it in order. I saw it as like it was not, you know, in an orderly manner. So I realized over time, over enough cycles, I don't even like to use the word time, but over enough, because it doesn't reveal what we're in, over enough cycles, I realized. It dawned on me that it's like a storyline. It's a storyline. And so your life is a story. You'll be judged for things done in the body if you're saved, but you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ, covered by the blood, so you're going to be judged by things done in the body. But spiritually, you're in Christ, you're one with Christ, perfect, you know. In Christ is perfection, and you enter in by faith. So to make a long story short, as you unfold the words, and if you just think about every saying, word up. Why do they say word up? They don't say word down. They say word up. Why is up a good thing? Why is down a bad thing? The Holy Spirit had to come down into this earth because we were bad. We're not going to make it without the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth. You're going to be in delusions and Decepticons, and you're going to live your whole life in total delusions. Jesus had to come down, split space time, go to the cross to pull us up. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal body, give you the Holy Spirit. So you get your identity in Christ, ID. And the IDE cable on a computer is going back to source. So DI is down, V is cut in the cross, you're cut. ID is your identity. E is the spirit, and IDE is connected to source, the CPU, central process and unit. So the central unit or processing unit is what? Center, process, unit, unit, procession, to follow after, in series, central, sent. Jesus was sent. To call out the people for himself, to bring them back to bring them back to the center. Bring them back to stability. If you're out on the outer edge of a DVD, a simulated training program, you're being swung around. So as you move towards the center, in your heart, your mind, you're stable. But if you're out on the edge of a DVD, you're going to be flying off the edge, you know, flying off into Never Never Land. So as you turn on this DVD of life, you're moving towards the center point. In the inner man, you're not really moving. Everything's moving around you. What's really changing is your inner man. So as you unfold words and shapes and phonics and typologies and archetypes and antitypes and shadows, and you unfold it, you start to reveal the whole truth, the whole pie. You start out seeing little pieces of the pie, but as you grow and get older, you should start to see the whole pie, because you start to see the pieces in the whole and the whole in the pieces. When you look at one family, you see patterns in other families. When you look at one corporation, you see patterns in other corporations. When you look at one city, you see patterns in other cities. When you look at one nation, you see the patterns in other nations. There's nothing. When you look at one person, they eat, they sleep, they go to bed, they eat, they sleep, they go to bed, they eat, they sleep, they wake up, take a shower, they go to work, pay their bills. If they don't have to work, they got to do something. They got to manage their riches. That's a job in itself. And if you don't manage your own, you got to manage the managers. To manage the managers, because the managers are going to lie to you too, because the heart of man is deceitfully wicked. So you got to hold everybody accountable. So even if you're self-employed or rich, you still got to manage your riches. I mean, think about it. What are you going to do? Just sit down and lay in the bed all day? If you're rich, what are you going to do? Just sit down and lay in the bed all day? Let somebody do everything for you? They don't have your best interest. Nobody has your best interest but God. You don't even have your own best interest. Well, how many things you do that are detrimental to yourself instead of positive? People smoke and drink and lazy and don't work and complain and curse, send out curse words that curse themselves. I mean, come on. The only person that cares about you is God, because you don't even care about yourself unless you've really done a lot of work. If somebody makes you bitter or put you in unforgiveness or whatever, and you're putting up with that within your own self, you don't care about yourself because you're causing bitterness in your own heart. How many people really love themselves? The Bible says love your neighbor as yourself, but do you know what even that means? And I'm not talking about some twisted way love yourself, because you are to take up your cross. But are you doing stuff detrimental that you know is detrimental? That means you don't love yourself. I watched this manager one time on the job at a different location. And she was yelling at the employees and screaming and yelling. And I started thinking about that. I thought about that today. I thought, would she do that? She's the head of that body, that organization, that body. And she's yelling. Okay, so she's the head, and all her employees are the arms and the legs and the body. And she's yelling at her arms and her legs. She must hate herself. And I thought about that. So why she hate her people? Because she hates herself. And so why she hate the people who are her helpers? Because she hated herself. That's why. And they ended up firing her because she proved in other ways that she hated herself. It had nothing to do with yelling. They didn't even fire her for yelling at the people. They fired her for something totally different. That was even worse than that. Why was she acting stupid and crazy? Because she hated herself. She hated herself, so she's going to yell and take it out on somebody else if they'll put up with it. That's what happened. She hates her own self, and so that's why she hates the people that are helping her. Because those people represent her arms and her legs, the body, following the head. And so if the head is attacking the body, that's because the head hates itself somewhere down the line. Why would the head attack the body? Think about it. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. So Jesus never attacks the body. When Jesus talks to you in an audible voice, it's totally calm. Now, if he does rebuke you, it's for your own good, and you know it is when he says something. My point is, he doesn't hate his body. So why would he send his body through the tribulation? He wouldn't. Church is not going through the tribulation. There's going to be some tribulation saints who get saved. And then they're going to get their head cut off, you know. And the whole world's going to mock them and laugh at them and talk about them. Just like they're doing now about the people who don't want to take the vaccine. The whole world's blaming them. Well, if you take a vaccine, why does it matter if anybody... It's supposed to be a vaccine to protect you, right? Why would it matter if nobody took it? It don't make sense. And if it don't make sense, it's demonic. If it's a contradiction and it makes no sense what they're saying, that means it's demonic. You can't figure it out because it's demonic. It's a lie. How you gonna figure a lie out? You can't. Be able to, because it's a lie. It makes no sense. You can figure out, sometimes you can figure out their motive for lying. Who knows really their true motive? The Bible talks about the adulterous woman, her ways are past finding out. She's probably got 4, 5, 10 men that you never know what she's doing. You never know her motive. Well, one of the motives, she only has 3 motives, the world, the flesh, probably. And it's usually money or position, or she's living in fear and insecurity and doubt. She hates herself. You can know her root. She has no identity. It's either drugs or money or whatever, or attention. If she's running the streets, it's because she has no identity. It's a Jezebel spirit. Absolute 100% fact. It's a narcissistic, selfish person. Because of the internet, we were able to decode the narcissist and their major games. And a narcissist game doesn't change. And it's a narcissistic Jezebel spirit, and all they care about is themselves. You know, they don't believe in sacrificing for anybody. At all. They don't even know what that word means. If you say sacrifice, I'll say, what's that? What's that mean? Anyway. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's obvious what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with a bunch of base nature creatures that hate everybody and hate themselves deep down, and that's why they hate everybody else. Forgot why I started talking. Oh, the hologram. So if you just start thinking about stuff, unfolding it, and look at for the common denominator, everything will reveal itself over time. You don't even need to go to school. Your school is the university is the universe. It's right in front of you. The universe is your university. You don't need man's knowledge, so-called, to try to figure something out. It's right in front of you. You know, learning some math and science, that ain't going to hurt you, calculus. But you don't really need it. It's right in front of you. I mean, 2 plus 2, a little bit of calculus, a little bit of... Learn everything you can, but the universe is your university. And when you put all the puzzle pieces together, you'll see it's a fractal holographic universe based on the story of the cross, and you're following after, repeating it every day. Every moment of every day, the same truth is being repeated.